If you've ever started a new workout routine with the best intentions only to find yourself skipping sessions by week two, you're not alone. I'm the type to get trapped in the same cycle of burnout, where I go hard for a couple of weeks, feel exhausted, feel guilty, and repeat. For me, what finally broke that cycle wasn't a new gym membership or a fancy fitness app, but a simple scheduling hack, the 3-3-3 rule. I had seen this rule apply to general productivity, and all the same principles can apply to your fitness habits too. Here's how you can use the 3-3-3 rule to structure your workouts and create a habit that sticks. The 3-3-3 rule, or method, or gentle suggestion, is essentially a weekly workout framework built around three types of movement, each done three times per week, three strength training sessions. This includes lifting weights, bodyweight circuits, resistance bands, whatever builds muscle and challenges your body, three cardio sessions. This includes running, cycling, swimming, jump rope, or a dance class. What counts as cardio is up for debate, but here I think of it as anything that gets your heart pumping. Three active recovery days. This includes light walking, yoga, stretching, foam rolling, and so on. And yes, I realize this math adds up to 9 intentional days of movement across a 7-day week. Here's the thing, you do double duty some days, or skip workouts here and there, or adjust to a 9-day cycle, because the point isn't rigid scheduling, the point is rhythm over strict structure. For me, the 3-3-3 rule provides a sense of momentum that's flexible enough to fit into real life, but consistent enough to actually stick to. Before I get into how the 3-3-3 rule helped me specifically, let's talk about why so many workout plans fall apart in the first place. I believe most of them make two classic mistakes. The first is doing too much, too soon. You go from 0 to 6 days a week at the gym, you get burned out, and the whole thing unravels. The second mistake is having no real structure at all, just vague intentions, like I'll work out when I can, which never materializes into anything real for a lot of people. For me, the 3-3-3 rule solves both of those problems. It gives me enough structure to build habit and momentum, but not so much intensity that my body and brain feel overwhelmed. I personally adore running, but I struggle to motivate myself to lift weights. The 3-3-3 rhythm helped me find a middle ground between those two workouts. When I know I have three strength sessions to hit in a week, or a 9-ish day cycle, I can look at my calendar and find three slots without too much drama or dread. There's also plenty of breathing room built into the plan, which was the biggest game changer for me. I used to have the toxic thought that my rest days were wasted days, which is a mentality that led to either overtraining or complete inactivity, with pretty much no middle ground. Plus, there's something psychologically satisfying about the number three. I know and love the rule of threes in photography, comedy, survival tips, and all over the place. The 3-3-3 rule has a ton of wiggle room for customization. Here are some ideas for how you can approach it. For strength days, pick a format you actually enjoy. That might be a full body circuit, a push-pull leg split, or a class at your gym, boxing, anyone. Your focus on these days should be a progressive challenge. Push yourself, yes, but don't obliterate yourself. For cardio days, variety helps. Mix a longer, easier effort with a shorter, more intense session, like a 20-minute interval run. Cardio really shouldn't feel like punishment. For recovery days, resist the urge to make them count by sneaking in extra work. The whole point is to let your body consolidate the gains from your harder days. Walk, stretch, breathe, and trust the process. Another practical tip, pick a night to map out your 3-3-3 week ahead of time. You'll probably find that the week arranges itself pretty naturally once you're looking for those 9 windows. As always, consistency should be your priority in fitness. If you've been struggling to find a rhythm, if your past workout plans have always fizzled out around week 3, give the 3-3-3 rule an honest 4-week try. Maybe start with a 1-1-1 month. After all, the 3-3-3 rule isn't a hack to totally transform your physique, but I do think it can provide something way more valuable. Finding a routine that works for you, like the 3-3-3 rule works for me, is the first step to make exercise a reliable, sustainable part of your life.